producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3756-9. You know, I just noticed something. I actually noticed it a couple of days ago. Shane, did you know, I think he calls me Joey Brown.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, so. I guess I didn't notice, but I'll take a closer listen next time.
Yeah, maybe.
It'd be kind of funny.
I mean, because I think, you know, yeah. No.
Yeah, that probably doesn't work too well.
No. Well, it seems like at least on my program we should get the name right. I mean, you know, other people's
yeah,
program.
Yeah, you know, maybe so, yeah.
All right, so the NFL story is not going away, which is not terribly surprising, because it's got what every, you know, it's got what all news stories love. First of all, it seems to be a relatively slow news week. You know, and it always...
It really does, yeah,
yeah.
Other than
thank
that.
Goodness,
yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, true.
You know, at one point, I worked for... I did a news magazine show for... I've been in the business about 5 years. And CBS offered me a news show. And I thought, well, you know, this is a great opportunity to see whether the fun for me is psychology or broadcasting. And here's a great opportunity. So I, for a year, hosted a news show. And they were wonderful to me. They really were. And I hated it. Because I figure what I do makes people usually feel better. And news makes people uniformly feel terrible. Which is kind of a, you know, if you work for a talk station, you are working with news people. And basically, if you come in to work and they're really happy, it's a terrible day. I mean, something's happened. Somebody's been killed. The plane's gone down. There's just something awful has happened. And when they're miserable, the world is safe. Because they don't have anything to do when the world is safe. So I will, that's story number one. Story number two, which is a true story, as many of you know, at one point I lived in Boston, and there used to be I don't know if they call it the shuttle anymore. I think it's Delta. But they had a shuttle that goes between New York and Boston, New York and Washington, and Washington and Boston. And apparently one day there was very turbulent, and the plane just got bounced all over everything. And on the plane was Henry Kissinger, Jackie Kennedy, and Carol Burnett. And when Carol Burnett got off the plane, there apparently it was bouncy enough that people sort of knew about it. And when they got off the plane, they said, "How are you?" And she said, "Well, I had great faith. You know, I just prayed that the plane wouldn't go down because I'd get third billing." Which I think is a great story. She's worrying about her life and billing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's Hollywood for you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Only she would say something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's great.
Perfect.
So the fact that the NFL story seems to not go away. I mean, look, it's an important story, I think. And this was... They were talking about this article, which we can put up, talks about masculinity and the fact that it affects all of us. That this is, and I think that's part of my point, is it's not only about football, it's about, you know, how to be a male in our society and what it takes to be a man and a strong man. It's a psychologist, admittedly, says that the NFL represents our culture's masculine ideal. It develops and highly pays big, strong, tough, aggressive, and muscular men. Said it ignores the flip side of the coin of extreme masculinity. I wouldn't say it ignores it. I think it gives lip service to it.
I agree.
Because if you watch
yep.
the NFL, they have all these little public service announcements that say, look at our big guys dealing with kids and Special Olympics.
Yep.
But it's lip service.
Absolutely, yeah. It's all a facade.
So I think it's even worse than the fact that it ignores it. If they ignored it, then you could at least say, well, all right, now you have to pay attention to it. They just give lip service to it. So I think it's much more cynical than that. And it says that you can understand why you have problems with physical violence, aggression, and intimate relationships off the field. Well, I mean, yes and no. I'm not sure it is your job's responsibility to teach you how to be a good person. I don't think that Genesis has to teach either of us. I don't think the NFL needs to necessarily... I'm not sure that that's their responsibility. However, if what they do is ignore that's a different issue. I mean, and to a certain extent, and not only ignore, but to a certain extent, I think that they would actually, that if, I have two brothers, and they both played football. They were both not very good, to be quite honest. But I can remember my father saying about one of my brothers that he wasn't nearly as good as the other brother because he didn't have the killer instinct.
Wow.
This is from my yes. And these my brothers, neither of them were ever going to play even. I mean, I think they stopped playing in literally junior high school. I don't think they even played in high school. But the point being that there was such, even in my family, I mean, that there was the idea being that one of the brothers was just more to be valued, especially on the field, because he had the killer instinct. It is hard to think of your brother as having a killer instinct. Okay, so, and the idea about how you win an argument, and, you know, I think it's not only that the sort of caricature almost of masculinity is so rewarded, but I think I mean, think about how homophobic the NFL is.
Yeah,
the idea
that's a
being
good point,
that anything
right?
less than being completely, and of course, that gay men are men as well, but the idea being that they're somehow less men than straight guys. I mean, the whole thing. And the problem is if it was just insurance salesmen. Okay, insurance salesmen, you know, this is what you guys got to do. That would be one thing. But these are the people who are held up as ideals,
right,
literally.
As heroes,
this is how
yeah.
your body should look. This is how, if you, and, you know, I mean, I was watching football over the weekend, and they have a picture of this, you know, this kid running through the amphitheater and the fog coming out and people yelling and screaming. And then it goes back to a little boy playing football in the field. The idea being, you know, if you just practice hard enough, this is what you can do. So this is given especially to kids who may not have other ways out, that they're not necessarily going to find a cure for cancer. They're not necessarily going to win a Nobel Prize. They're not necessarily going to be able to go to college on anything other than an athletic scholarship. And saying that somehow this should start when you are, you know, a 9 or 10 year old boy, and that this is the path to greatness, to wealth, to fame, to all the good things that life has to offer. You know, I really do think that somebody needs to look at it. And I'm not at all certain that they're going to. And that's one of the concerns, is that this will be, I mean, the story has lasted longer, I think, than I would have expected it to. And I think part of it is that you had two stories within, what, less than a week that both dealt with the same thing of, and they are a little different. That hitting a kid, hitting a 4-year-old with a switch is presumably somewhat different than clocking your fiance and dragging her out of an elevator. But they are both examples of men saying, you know, I'm big mm-hmm. and strong. This is how it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what does it say? I mean, certainly what does it say to the fiance in terms of, you argue with me, this is what's going to happen. What does it say to the child? When he says, if I'm at all competitive with my little brother,
right.
certainly, you know, then I'm going to get whipped. And, of course, that being competitive and knocking somebody over is what he sees his dad do every weekend.
Exactly. There, maybe that's the heart of the matter, right? I mean, yeah, obviously he probably idolizes his father, and that's what he sees every week.
And that's what he
yeah.
sees him doing, yeah. knocking him down. And not only knocking him down, but having the entire arena applaud him.
Yeah, exactly.
And again,
yep.
Yeah. Yep. And so when he sort of, his brother has something he wants, so this is what his father's taught him, is to, and the idea that, well, we hit people, it seems to be almost secondary, is
right.
if you want something, this is how to get it. If you want to make yardage in this life, this is how you get it.
Right, yeah, good
I
point.
I don't know. And then, you know, and punishing the kid for essentially acting like his father, and punishing him severely. I don't know. I think it's something we need to talk about. 855-99-DR-JOY. Maybe you guys aren't as incensed about this as I am. It really bothers me, as you can hear. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's what we do around here, talk about what's important to you. And, you know, If you'd like to call and talk with me about this the NFL story, that's groovy. I know a lot of people have responded on Facebook because I think it does affect all of us. As I said, I mean, the obvious example is a 4-year-old boy watching his dad smack people around on the field on Sunday and get rewarded for it. And so when he does the same thing to his little brother, he gets whipped for it. So what is that saying? I mean, in theory, what you could say is, well, it's context. I'm not sure four-year-olds understand context particularly.
Yeah, there you go.
And let me tell you, if Eli and Peyton are on the same field, you know, it's knock each other around. Although they're both quarterbacks, and in theory they wouldn't be on the field at the same time. I get it. I get it.
Right, but they want their guys to knock each other around, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, Team Peyton and Team Eli.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we need Team Peyton to give Team Eli a little bit of, let's try not to drop, or to have so many interceptions and drop balls and whatever. Never mind. All right. I mean, look, I grew up in the Southwest Conference. My high school won the state championship, the AAA championship on a Statue of Liberty play, which I'm one of the few people who actually know what a Statue of Liberty play is. I was at the USC-Stanford game when Tuba played, and I was on and I said, they scored, because I'm used to watching really not terrifically good football players use their brains rather than their brawn and win on bizarre kinds of things. But, so, it's not that I'm anti-football at all. I'm not. I'm anti, you know, the violence, I think, and the idea that somehow, I mean, look, I understand that in my personal life, I'm allowed to use basically any language I want. I am not allowed to do that on the air.
Right.
I understand.
That's a great
distinction.
Comparison, yeah.
Yeah, I'm allowed to use basically anything I think I can get away with, and I'm a little careful about context. But I get it. I get that I can say things off the air that I cannot say on the air. I get it. You know, it doesn't seem to me that that's such an incredibly sophisticated, erudite notion that unless you have a PhD, you're going to figure it out. That's not. I mean, think of the clothes that we wear when we're on our own as opposed to what we wear to work. Think about the way that we talk with our grandmother as opposed to our little sister. I mean, there are all sorts of variations that context matters. So how come the NFL can't teach somebody that? I think the answer is because they don't even try.
Yeah, that's what the problem is right
there's
there.
There's no attempt.
Yep.
There's no attempt to say, okay, guys, you cannot take a loaded gun into a nightclub because even though you may want to be aggressive on the field, guns are not okay, that using your size off the field is not okay. I mean, this is not an incredibly sophisticated notion. It's just one that I think is completely ignored.
Exactly.
Instead. All right. Yeah. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Samantha, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm a little steamed up about this, but other than that, I'm okay. How are you?
Okay, good. I just have a question regarding my husband. I just kind of needed to get somebody else's opinion.
Okay.
He works super, super hard, so he doesn't really get that much vacation time, and he accrues it rather quickly. So he's in a situation where he is going to basically use it or lose it. So if he doesn't take some time off, then he's going to lose anything he's accrued.
Okay.
So he wants to go on like a week-long vacation in October, and I, on the other hand, do not have that much vacation time. I have about maybe 2 days. So it's not really feasible for me to go at this time, but he still wants to go, and he wants to go by himself. So I'm just kind of torn. I mean, on one hand, I'm like, that's totally fine. He can be independent. And
where does he want to go, Cookie?
He just kind of wants to take, like, a driving trip around, like, the South. We're in Virginia, so he just kind of wants to go, like, you know, driving down the coast. So, like, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
What's your issue about him not going with you? I mean, obviously, that he would, you're his first choice. He'd rather go with you than not. But given the fact you can't take the time off, and we'll go back to that in a minute. But what's your concern?
I mean, it's just he travels a lot for work, so I don't get to see him that much when he's gone. So I'm almost like, okay, well, if you're home for once, then I would rather you be home than purposefully.
What hours do you work?
Me, I work like just a standard like 9 to 5.
Okay, and what are his hours when he's working?
variable. He usually goes in pretty early, maybe 7, gets home at 7, and then we'll work in the evening a lot of times.
Well, it seems to me that this is kind of begging for a compromise.
Right,
that
and
maybe
that's why
what.
I don't, know where to go.
All right. Well, let's see if we can figure this out. First of all, I mean, the advantage of him going. Do you guys have kids?
No.
Okay. Here's the advantage. And let me just walk through the options, and then we'll figure out what you want to do about this. The option about him being gone for a week is, first of all, that means you can work out, you can go out with your girlfriends, you can go watch chick flicks, you can eat crackers in bed, you don't have to cook, you can lose some weight, you can do whatever you want to do. So that's, it's not a terrible idea, and he will very likely miss you like crazy. It's not like he's going to Club Med by himself, right?
No.
So the likelihood of him having a great time is not terribly high, and it sounds like he's just one of those guys that really needs some time by himself to just kind of recharge his batteries, and he'll come home probably missing you greatly. All right, so that's one way of thinking about this. What it would, if the two of you were in my office, what I would say is, look, why don't you on the Friday that he's going to take off, he's going to take off the following week, you guys go Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and you go someplace together. You know, whether he wants to do a drive, whether you want to surprise him. Although I don't think I'd surprise him with something at this particular juncture. You can offer to pay for it if you want, but it will look like you're trying to manipulate him. And you don't want him to feel that way, and you don't want to feel that way either. So because you've got the 2 days, and if you take a weekend, that's 4 days, and you either fly back or whatever. You know, that one of the possibilities is suggesting, and so that he, that of his vacation of the 7 days, and presumably he gets 2 weekends as well, so it's really 9 days. So of the 9 days that he has to be off, 4 of them you would spend together, which is almost half. Then he goes for wherever he is, that he gets to go and drive, and you either fly back or whatever. And so he gets the next 3 days plus 2, so he gets the next 5 days. And the idea being that for maybe, I'd probably just say to him, do it, because any restrictions you put on him are going to feel like you're controlling him, and he'll just get sort of a little adolescent boy if you can't tell me what to do, and that doesn't buy either of you anything. I mean, 5 days without him doesn't seem a terrible idea, with the idea being that maybe for that weekend that he comes home a day or two early and plans something fabulous for you. And that way, okay, you win, you get, because I would do those 4 days with him, even if presumably the advantage of both of you working and no kids is you have some extra, you know, jingle in your jeans. Say, how about if I came with you for a couple of days, I'll fly home, you then go any place you want. And hopefully what he'll do is get bored out of his, and that when you come home that you plan something fabulous for me. I'll put you on hold, because I don't want to just short shrift you and make sure that that there's not some major problem with this. All right, so let me put you back on hold. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. 9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right. 855-993-7569. See, I just said to Shane, you know, because to be quite honest, one of the sounders, those little things that say, hi, call her now, she cares about what you care about, is one of my affiliates. God bless him. So I just said, well, rather than taking his voice off, just say, we could say at the end of it, did he just say Joey? And just leave it like that. I thought that would be great.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
He's actually funny. A sweetie. I mean, it's one of the favorite things about my program is people really do feel involved in it, and I just love that part.
Yeah,
of it.
Isn't so, that cool? Yeah.
It's terrific.
Yeah, yeah.
It's terrific. All right, we're talking with Samantha, who's got not nearly as much vacation accrued as her husband. They don't have any kids. He wants to take a month off. That was a Freudian slip. A week off. She's not thrilled about it. I said, take the first 4 days, two of which you've got 2 days, and then you can take the 2 days of the weekend. And if you don't want to use your 2 days, just go for the weekend with him. Just go someplace, and you don't even have to go someplace. You could say, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You can have that week. Or, you know, it's not for me to give it. Go ahead and enjoy the week, and I promise not to whine about it, as long as you plan something terrific for me the weekend before and the weekend after. And then you get a week to yourself.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely true. I mean, I like the compromise idea.
Yeah. Well, and the idea being, I just love the idea of spending time with you, but what would you think about you planning something that weekend, the first weekend, then the last weekend, and the week, take it off for yourself? And that week will go faster than you ever, you can work out every night, you can, you know, stay at work, you can go out with friends, you can get girlfriends that he hates to come over and have a slumber party. I mean, you can have a great time.
Yeah, I mean, he travels a lot right now with work, so he is gone like at a week at a time, but that's with a work commitment. So I'm used to being by myself.
Honey, let me just explain something to you. And I'll tell you a story which sort of, I was working full time, putting a husband through school, putting myself through school, and at one point, my then husband had gotten a job. Yay! And he said, we had a going away party for this worker. And I said, being the horrible human being that I am, I said, how much was that? And he said, it was $40 or something, you know, my meal and then my portion of that. And I remember feeling incensed and then being appalled at myself because I was taking brown bag. I didn't have any money. And so I was brown bagging it every day to work, put him through school. And how dare he spend $40 that had nothing to do with us? And I thought, the problem is not him. He's sane. You're nuts. That this, you know, you can't do this. He's absolutely right. And if you want to spend more money on yourself or not brown bag it, then do it. But there's nothing wrong with his attitude. And to a certain extent, I think what you have to understand in this particular situation, it's not that he doesn't want to be with you. It's that you're going to be at work, that his time at work, he doesn't view as time away from you. He views it as time at work. So he's on. He has to be, you know, I was talking earlier in the program about the fact that context matters. At work, he has to be focused and he has to be businesslike. And most people who travel for work are not crazy about traveling for work. It's just not any fun. And so you're viewing it as he's already away from me a lot. How come he doesn't want to spend his time with me? And he's viewing it as I have to answer to other people 24/7. I love Samantha dearly. I just want some time by myself. And I think if you don't understand that, you're going to put yourself in an unnecessarily unhappy position. It's not that he's saying he wants time away from you. He wants time for himself. And it's one of the things as women we are horrible at. We view our men are first, our kids are second, our family is third, our job is fourth. And we're sometimes, we don't even put ourselves in the top five sometimes. We're wrong. Guys put themselves basically work maybe first, themselves second. And they're women third. It's not because they don't love us. It's just because they are saner than we are, that they understand that they need some time by themselves. And you need to understand that he's not saying, I don't want to be with you, Samantha. He's saying, I need time to be by myself. And you're saying, well, but you're by yourself when you're traveling. And he's saying, Samantha, you don't get it. I'm not by myself. I'm dealing with airlines and hotels and business and strange places. So I think if you can change your notion that somehow traveling for him is probably not a whole lot of fun. It's exhausting and it isn't fun. And so instead of being, well, sure, go ahead and take the time. Don't worry about me, which is just going to make you like a pain in the neck. Say, listen, I have a great idea. You take that week for yourself. Do whatever you want. How about if you plan something fantastic for the two of us the weekend before and I'll plan something fantastic for the two of us for the last weekend?
Okay. Yeah, I think you make a good point with his travel. I think of it as a vacation, but he still has work and he's still stressed. And so that's
what
he's trying to get away from.
Do you do any traveling for work at all? Do you do any traveling?
Me?
Yeah.
I used to travel for work just infrequently. And
do you remember?
We traveled together plenty.
Well, if you travel for work infrequently, it may be kind of fun just because you're out of the office. If you travel for work constantly, it is not fun at all. And even traveling for fun is usually not fun anymore. It's just, you know, the flights are delayed, they're overbooked, they don't give you peanuts because God forbid somebody should be allergic. It's expensive. It's not fun.
Right.
It's necessary sometimes because you get to go to someplace fun, but it's not fun. So I think if you think of that differently, and let him, and my guess is he will be so grateful because you're not giving him the stink eye, that he'll be fantastic, which is the whole point about this, right?
Okay, yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't want to have an argument. So.
Well, not only not an argument, but you look like Saint Samantha the Divine. I mean, you're sort of, you're getting it. And, I mean, you know, the guys feel like we don't understand them at all. We also feel that they don't understand us, and they both may be more or less true. But by doing this, you're getting him. And my guess is he will be enormously grateful. And if he's not, then there's some other issues going on. But by you not giving him a hard time, by not sort of making a fuss about it, saying, gee, I thought you'd want to spend time with me, I want to spend time with you. Just remember my thing about the $40 lunch, and I'm brown bagging it. I was wrong. He was right.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That really helps.
You're welcome, Cookie. 855-99 Dr. Joy. If you got something on your mind that you don't know to go left or to right, should I stay or should I go? Give me a holler, 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right, let's go back, because hopefully this story will at some point go away.
About
the NFL.
It just seems like the NFL's issues will never go away. You know what I mean? It's just like
it's a weekly
thing.
It's only going to be a matter of time till something else happens.
It's
because they're not taking any steps to offset it. If nothing changes, nothing changes, and nothing is changing. And
right.
I think that's the real issue with Roger Goodell, is nothing's changing. That he clearly doesn't get it.
Yep, that's right. I mean, at some point, some sort of action needs to be taken, and it should come from him. So if it doesn't, I'd say they need to make a move, you know?
Yep. All right, let's see what else people have to say about the NFL.
Let's see here. What do we got? I was trying to figure out where we left off yesterday. It looks like, Frankie here says that's why these kids pull out shotguns and kill their parents. There's a difference between violence and respect. I'm not sure I'd go quite that far. Right. Yeah.
That seems a little hyperbole.
I agree. But. You know, that's maybe taking it a little to the extreme, but I get what he's trying to get across.
Well, I get the idea that football is an incredibly violent game.
Right. Right.
And it's part of our national character. I mean, everybody says baseball is the national sport. It's not. It's football.
And no, it absolutely is football. Yes. Yep. Let's see, Debbie says, I'm torn because Ray Rice's girlfriend obviously forgave him. They're privately worried. Oh, no, we read that one yesterday. Yeah, that's the one that that makes the correlation between Bill Clinton and that situation, which does not.
Yeah, it seems to me significantly different.
Yeah, completely different thing.
Yeah.
But Loretta says, just like celebrities, if you choose a career to be paid obscene amounts of money and be followed by paparazzi and live in the eye of the public, and become role models, then you should be held responsible for your actions, both public and private. Child abuse as well as domestic abuse is a very serious crime. Everyone should be held accountable. Fame and fortune should never be excused from the laws that are made for everyone, which, I mean, we've heard it a million times from a bunch of different people, I guess.
If it was anybody else, he'd be in jail.
Yeah. It makes sense, right?
Yep. Well, that was the most impressive thing for me about talking with a young man who was part of the NFL and said he should be in jail.
Oh, and Chris Carter. You know, I mean, Chris Carter,
really need to applaud him for that. I thought that was great.
And, you know, I mean, Chris Carter, you know, is a guy that had some pretty serious issues early on in his career and was able to overcome those things. So, you know, maybe there's hope, you know, especially for a guy like Peterson, maybe there's hope that he can really learn from his mistakes and be a better person.
Well, but he has
to
be willing to.
That's right.
And that's the issue, it seems to me. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Join us in the discussion either on Facebook, drjoy.com, or just give me a call, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3759. We're continuing to talk about the NFL story. You know, let me tell you, I saw the new Liam Neeson movie, which I would ordinarily not review until the end of the week, or right, until Thursday. And I'm not really going to review it now because, you know, I think I can remember reviewing Liam Neeson when he was still a stage actor and in his early movies and saying he was the thinking woman's sex symbol.
Ah.
And I've run into him a couple of times. And, I mean, I think there's something very reassuring about him. And I mean, part of it is that stoicism, and part of it is just his size. And this one, supposedly he's promoting this is going to be the new franchise, and I got to tell you, I thought it was despicable. Not him,
really.
I mean,
because
it's the whole. First of all, it's almost impossible to follow. It is incredibly gut-churningly violent, and it is sadistic and misogynistic. At one point, they say to one of the women that they've kidnapped, "All right, which breast do you want to keep? And I'll take the other one."
Oh, man.
That it's disgusting.
Yeah,
and for this to be a mainline big deal movie, and I sort of felt like saying, Liam, you know, how could you let this happen?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do we really need? Isn't there better ways through film and that sort of thing to convey kind of, you know, the edginess that you want without going there?
And it's graphic. I mean,
yeah,
first of all, as I said, it's confusing and too long. And, I mean, Liam Neeson is a presence on film, certainly. I mean, there, you know, one of the things about seeing as many films as I do is you really understand why you want pretty people on mm-hmm. you know, on the screen.
Yeah.
Because watching somebody who has been hit upside the head with an ugly stick, you know, just doesn't, you know, no. You know, I mean, it's just in sort of, you know, playing the sidekick part is one thing, but watching the protagonist who's just not particularly attractive, and I know that's kind of a chauvinistic thing to say, and I don't think they all need to look like Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ugly stick doesn't work very well. Especially for, you know, a couple of hours. And Liam Neeson certainly is an attractive man. But I just thought, I thought, you've got daughters. How can you be part of this kind of thing? It is so misogynistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, and unrelentingly violent and sadistic and sort of trying to be cutesy about it. And it's supposed to be entertainment. So, I mean,
yeah.
I probably would not have mentioned it until, I mean, I did use the word despicable. When I was talking,
that's disappointing.
About it.
I was looking forward to that one too. It's,
Well, and my concern is that it's going to make enough money that they will probably, apparently, according to Liam, this is what he wants to do. This is his next big sort of franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But man, you think? I mean, and presumably he has clout, and say, look, this is not the kind of movie we should. And I mean, he's shooting people. And we've gotten so inured to that, it's not even my complaint. It's the graphic violence toward women that happens over and over and over again in the movie. I mean, that a woman is bound and says, you know, just, you know, she's already bound and gagged and said, which breast do you want? Just tap the one that you want to keep.
Oh,
and
man.
If you don't tell me which one, I'll take them both. You get one,
oh,
I get
boy.
One. I mean,
boy,
that's
boy.
Disgusting.
It is, yeah.
And yuck. Needless.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, I mean, even if you're, you know, trying to show how bad these guys are or something, I mean, there just should sort of be a line that's drawn that we all don't cross, you know?
And we don't, and somehow that we become desensitized to this idea that somehow this is okay, and it's not okay. All right, tell me more about the NFL.
Let's see, we've got just a few more here. Sally says, yes, each player gets paid so much money that the NFL should be picky about character, too.
good luck.
Lori says, yes, with a bunch of exclamation points.
Yes, meaning yes, what?
Well, that the NFL should be definitely involved with, you know, the players
on
these issues.
Well, at least some recruitment.
Yeah.
You know, that at least there hasn't been felonies, that you don't, you know, that, and maybe put everybody through anger management.
Right. Yeah. I have a question for you, Dr. Joy, and as everybody's heard on the air, I in no way condone what has happened here, like with the Adrian Peterson situation, obviously. But my question is, how, like say I did this same thing, do I stand the chance of losing my job over that? You know what I mean? Obviously, there would be legal action, but...
Well, you might go to prison for it.
Right,
and if
true.
You
that's true.
Go to prison, you may lose your job.
Right, okay. Okay, yeah, I'm just... Somebody had said to me, you know, put it in the context of an everyday person, and so I was kind of trying to do that and just trying to think about...
Well, I mean,
well,
maybe you may or may not lose your job. I mean,
right.
It depends how much your job is behind the scenes or having to do with the public. And if your boss feels that because you were the public face of the company, then you could very likely lose your job.
Right. Right.
That, but more likely, if you committed a criminal offense, you very likely
you could either be put on
suspension or you go to jail.
Yeah.
And if you go to jail, you lost your job.
Yeah, obviously you lost your job.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Let's see. Linda says players represent the NFL, which is what we're just talking about. I guess I think that the NFL has a right to choose who represents their brand. She's obviously absolutely right.
But they do, but they don't bother with it. They just
get
the biggest, strongest, meanest. I mean, remember Mean Joe Green?
Yeah.
And that Coke commercial.
That's why people love him, right? Because his name is Mean Joe. Yeah.
And you know, the refrigerator. I mean, these guys.
Yeah.
And as I said, you know, at the game that I watched, they had the two honorary co-captains, both of which had been paralyzed with spinal injuries at a college football game.
Yeah.
And I mean, giving them an honorary champion or an honorary co-captainship for, you know, for a couple hours, I don't think compensates them.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, we've had women call, women and grandmothers, and some men call saying, I don't want my kids to play football. It's too dangerous. I'm not willing to support something that could be so dangerous to him.
I have to admit, I played football as a young man, and even up through my first year of college, played a little football. I don't want my boys to play football.
Yeah,
I've told my wife that. I just don't. I mean, it's a dangerous sport, and I would rather not see them put in that position.
Yeah. Well, and as I said, I think that football, as we know it, will not be the same game. It will not be around in 15 years.
Right.
It's just too dangerous.
It's kind of Wayne says here, they're far more transparent than the NFL of old, at least, he says. You know, and he says, of course, they have to be. There's cameras everywhere. But, you know, that's... It kind of shows that it's already changing.
Well, I'm not sure that you're transparent if you say you didn't see the film and you did.
Well, very true. Very true.
I mean, I think transparency is a voluntary act.
Right.
If you're saying that they're exposed because people have cameras, I don't know that that's transparency.
That's very true. And
I think we're more aware, but that's not because they're being transparent. It's because people have cell phones.
Right.
And video cameras.
There you go.
I think you're giving them, with all due respect, a bit more credit than is really deserved here. I don't think they're being transparent at all. All righty. 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99. I thought we'd kind of merge into disciplining your kid and ways of doing it that aren't stomach churning. 855. I'm in favor of disciplining kids. Don't misunderstand me. 855-99, Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.